I now am proud to present the man whose voice is or has been familiar to you for a number of years on the public address system, Principal Leonard Schweitzer.
I know who my friends are now. But I do think that I have here an opportunity for the first time to see the student body as a group, and it looks like a very impressive group to me.
I present to you Mr. Richard Campbell, the sponsor of AFS.
AFS has fulfilled its promise of last year, two for you. The combined elements of effort and cash on the part of the New Trier West student body and AFS has made it possible for two AFS students to be here this year. We are happy to have two fine AFS students this year, Lucia Adaraldo from Brazil and Peter James from the Republic of South Africa. I am pleased to...
AFS students are meant to be accepted and behave as one of the family to which they go. I was certainly accepted, but I don't know that I behaved. Only one thing has really bugged me here. In South Africa, it is acceptable for kids of the age of 16 and over to drink. The official drinking age is 18. You can imagine my horror and dismay. My horror and dismay when I found that I was cut off from my life nourishment.
All the AFS students will agree with me that we're having a really great time in America, mainly because of the enthusiasm shown by American children themselves. And they're really friendly, they're really helpful, and they really make us feel at home, and I don't think any of us are homesick. In fact, I don't think we really want to go back.
It's just a really, really great organization that from my point of view, give it its big share towards the understanding of people from all over the world. And my feeling is that I hope that every kid, you kids or kids from all over the world, will be able to enjoy what we are enjoying now, meet such great, great people and have such great experience that we'll never forget in our whole lives. Thank you very much.
My friends, like, just are completely messed up.
All right, you think that's the school's responsibility to take care of that?
I think the school has a big part in creating the problem for the kid.
The kid can do it too. The kid's communication. The only thing you can accuse the school of is ignoring the problem, not creating the problem.
A kid has to come to school every day and go to a class that he doesn't like.
The school reflects the tone of the whole community, and I think the whole community is creating kids.
Right, kids in the same way that some of the parents turn to alcohol, the kids turn to drugs. It's exactly the same thing.
When the kids mature
and get older, they'll turn to alcohol instead of the drugs because alcohol is more accepted as a